Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. David the psalmist said in Psalm 39, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely, every man walketh in a vain show. Surely, they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. In these verses, David is showing us how frail life is, and here we get an insight into God's perspective of human life. For one, it is very short. Notice, remember what David said here, my days, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth. Now, a handbreadth is like 8 to 10 inches, something like that. And if you think about that distance, a handbreadth, compare that to the distance from the earth to the sun, for example, which is, I think, millions of miles away. Why, a handbreadth is nothing. But that's how life is in light of eternity. That's God's perspective of human life. It's very short. And secondly, Dave says, mine age is as nothing. It is as nothing before God. And thirdly, he says, it's vanity. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. And so we might ask, well, then what is the purpose of life if it is all vanity anyway? Well, a life that is lived outside of Jesus Christ is totally in vain. And here in verse 6 that I just read, it speaks exactly to that. Listen, surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And that's how life is outside of Jesus Christ. It is totally in vain. Living this life without the forgiveness of sin and the indwelling of the Spirit of God is totally vain. It is empty and meaningless. Oh, sure, there's a certain amount of pleasure in sin, but ultimately it is empty, and the end of it is death and eternal separation from God. I ask you, are you ready to meet your Creator? My mind went to the accident of the John Esch family down in Kentucky on that early morning highway as they were traveling to a wedding. And in a moment, a tractor-trailer truck came in front of them, and they were all killed instantly. I mean, in just a matter of seconds. They had no time to think about anything. One moment they were in this life, in the next moment, they were in eternity. If you were to die unexpectedly today, would you go to be in the presence of God? Or would you find yourself in eternal fire and darkness? The Bible says in Hebrews 9, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. We know that our turn to die is coming sometime, and none of us know exactly when that time is. And our tendency is to think that our time to go is sometime way off in the distance. But on the authority of God's Word, God can take us anytime. Are you ready to meet God? Does that thought put fear into your heart? If so, you need to get your heart right with God. On the other hand, if you are ready to meet the Lord, you have no fear of the thought of dying. But if the thought of death strikes fear into your heart, my friend, don't put off the decision to get right with God. Today is the day of salvation. Life is very short, as we read earlier in that verse that David wrote. You don't have time to waste. Don't put off making your salvation sure. I've had the privilege of being at the bedside of a number of folks who have left this life and went to be with the Lord. And I tell you, it is a blessing to witness a child of God leaving this life in peace and with no fear in their heart. What a blessing. I've never had the experience of being at a bedside of someone who left this life and wasn't prepared to meet God. But I've read testimonies of some that have, and I tell you, it doesn't sound like a pleasant thing. So again, I ask you this morning, are you ready to die? Do you know that your sins are forgiven? Do you have the assurance that all is well between you and God? If not, please hear me and get your heart right with God before it is forever too late. God is waiting for you. He is pleading for you to come to Him. He will satisfy the longings of your heart and soul. Do not put it off, friend. The longer you wait, the harder it gets to do it. Won't you let Him into your life today? Open the door of your heart and let Him in. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. God bless you.